Recorded. So this is Sunday morning, and we're at Luke chapter 9, verse 28. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up unto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. His clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses, it doesn't say two spirits, does it? Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Now, who is about to bring this into fulfillment? He. Meaning who? The fullness of the body of Jesus is filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit in fullness. The seven spirits are within him, yes? Is the Father with him and in him?
Yes.
John 15, yes. Okay? So, he is aware of what's about to happen, and he's in the control room. How does that really sit with us as he is telling the disciples, I am about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem my departure? Did they comprehend it?
So.
Did it match their logic?
No.
Why couldn't they catch on? It's no different for you and me when we cannot put in the input that God's downloading into us, and we are being told you have been created in this natural realm for a purpose, and I am going to unfold it, and I will bring it to fulfillment. And he is present in me and you by his spirit, yes? By his presence himself, Jesus, his spirit is within. And then the Father and the Son are one. So is it understandable that what's in us is already predicting what's about to happen in us, and for us, and through us? Yeah, I know, it gets foggy in that corner. Peter and his companions were very sleepy. Why? Because they can't handle it. But when they became fully awake, so they went through what? A space of darkness, and then they were awakened. They saw his glory, and the two men standing with him. They didn't see spirits, did they? They saw two men. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what he was saying. So he's babbling. Why is he pressed for three shelters? Because undoubtedly, this is the Feast of Tabernacles, which he is now getting involved in. Verse 34 is important for each of us. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and enveloped them. Them, T-H-E-M. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and told no one at that time that they had seen or what they had seen. A cloud of witnesses surrounded them. Could you have been in spirit form in that cloud at that time?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you have been a part of the witness that was testifying about the Son having to give up his body and watch the Father and the Son manifest the glory that he had before he entered Mary's womb? Could you and I have been present in that moment? The reason I say could is because that's going to depend on each and every one. But I'm trying to spread you open to allow the Holy Spirit to take you deeper and deeper than you've ever been before. Because the word from the Lord was, this church needs to dive in to deeper things. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Deeper things are important. If you and I were part of that cloud of witnesses, then that means we were part of his body in the realm of the spirit before the creation of the earth. Was he prepared before the creation of the word of the earth?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If he was prepared, were we prepared? Mm-hmm. Ah, see, all of this is potential at the moment. But when he decides to pound it into you and make it real for you, then you won't be afraid when you are being what? About to bring to fulfillment what he's prepared for you and I. And all this other fluffy stuff that is advertised as the church, not going to be that important. Because we'll know the purpose of his plan is so much greater than what our brain has been prepared to receive or to acknowledge. So we'll record this second part of the message from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, St. Paul talks about his having such a hard time, but there was a purpose in that difficult season. So verse 1 says, I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. Well, if anybody knows, we've had certainly some incredible revelations and visions from the Lord. And he says, I know a man, verse 2, in Christ, who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to the paradise, and he heard inexpressible things that man is not permitted to tell. How many of you have received visions and now you're telling? Because this is the season to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself. So he's knowing that it's for God's purpose and God's purpose only. Except about my weaknesses. Now, when you express your weaknesses to someone, especially a person who doesn't know Jesus, because they all have one thing in common. The unbeliever has one thing. Oh, well, you guys are so holy. I said, yeah, we're usually full of holes. Because the religious realm has created such an aura of believers that they are so perfect that nobody can actually walk like Jesus did. It should not cancel out our attempt to be like him. Will we become like him? Was St. Paul like him? Yes, he was. Were there signs and wonders following St. Paul? Yes, there were. But is he boasting about it? No. So there were seasons where you and I have received things from the Lord, and it's not all about me, myself, and I being so special. It is, however, recognizing what he's doing in us and through us. And that preparation work that's been ongoing for many, many months now, I believe is for his purpose and his purpose only. He's not going to fill this house until we're ready. Now, that doesn't mean he won't, but he won't do it until he knows that we have been prepared. Why? Did he put Noah in the ark without preparing him? No, but that ark keeps showing up. You know, is Jesus called the Lion of Judah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eagles have showed up this morning. Are they not animals? Are they not from the bird family? Are there people that act like jackasses? Is he going to bring them into the kingdom? Yes, he is. All right? And you know, we laugh, but you know, God is not disturbed because of your sometimes misunderstanding when the visions come that he's not talking about literal animals. How many have got a few stubborn people in their family? Thank you. So is he able to bring them into the ark?
Yes.
In spite of their stubbornness?
Yes.
So to me, those visions that are showing the animals show the different natures of people. Okay? And I'm not saying this is the exact thing that you're seeing, but I have a sense that that's what it is. And some are going to be joined together. And yesterday, I happened to be in that book that you got me from Joyce Myers. And I had a little bit of time, which I don't always have a lot, but I had some time. And I studied for a little while about the beginnings of our nation before the Declaration of Independence. And one of the things that was outstanding was the intense division amongst the people of our, you know, 13 colonies. They were so, so divided. They were so intensely selfish in what their religious background was. From the Quakers to the denominational, to those that were just obedient to God in different churches and different coordinates. But when they decided to meet as one, they were flabbergasted when, I believe it was an Episcopalian pastor, was asked to speak. Okay? And they were all happy because he spoke under the anointing. And he brought them together in harmony. So it didn't matter if there was a few stubborn ones in there, or a few religious folks, or a few that had their own agenda, the Holy Ghost made them one for his own purpose to form this country. Can he do that to form his body?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at the denominationals as a problem in your life, maybe you get a new thought. If your religious background is like mine, and you see the limitations and the idolatry that goes on, don't get bent out of shape. Wait for the Holy One. He's going to put together what he wants, the way he wants it done. So, St. Paul is not ashamed of his weaknesses. He says, I will boast. Amen? I will boast, verse 5. So, if our denominational people are boasting about how righteous they are. Don't fall off your throne. Amen?
Amen.
Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit,
have your way.
With all my relatives and those that I hold in my heart, you're able to make us one. With one purpose. One heart.
One motivation.
The love
of Jesus Christ
radiating in and through until you unite us the way you choose. You did it with the 13 colonies. You can do it with the churches. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Amen.